He makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5. Rock and roll. Touchdown, Texans.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Steve Richards, filling in for Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Reliant Stadium. The Texans returned from the offseason today to begin preparing for the 2008 season. We'll update you on how that went, and we'll also hear from cheerleader Nicole as she prepares for April's tryouts.
Flight 72! Flight 72!
The team spent the day reuniting with one another while getting in a workout. We caught up with several key players, including Amon Green, who updated us on his recovery from a knee injury.
Feeling good. And like I said, I've been running, jumping, skipping, sprinting, lifting weights, all type of stuff since January. And even when I started, it didn't bother me. So just a matter of just getting it rested up. You know, I hated to miss this, the last part of the season. Because we finished up great, you know, in terms of our organization. We finished up 8-8. And most teams, all the 8-8, you know, finishing off an 8-8 season comes out pretty good out the blocks of next year. So, you know, we want to do the same thing. Start off great like we did this past year, but finish great too.
Meanwhile, Andre Johnson is ready for the team to turn the corner.
Everyone always asks me, you know, do I have a goal or do I set any personal goals? And I only have one goal, and that's getting to the playoffs. You know, I've been here going on my sixth season now, and, you know, it's time for some, you know, great things to happen around here. And, you know, I just want to be a part of it. So, you know, I'm glad to be here, and I'm excited about this season.
Last year's first-round pick, Amobi Okoye, enjoyed a much-needed offseason.
My offseason was well-needed, very, very well-needed. You know, it's for rookies. Us rookies, the year is so long, your first year. When you're done, you just want to take a step back and relax and really not do any physical activity. You might get into some mental stuff, but, you know, physically, you don't want to do much. So that's what I did, and, you know, we're back at it now.
Go to Texans TV at HoustonTexans.com to see what the rest of the team had to say about being back.
Man, I feel like a woman.
Texans cheerleader tryouts are coming up on April 12th. Visit HoustonTexans.com to find all the information about trying out. Cheerleader of the Week, Nicole, has some advice to those trying out for the first time.
I would say if you're getting ready for audition, make sure that you go and get your hair done, make sure it looks good, get your nails done, make sure you get a costume made. I would suggest going to maybe a camp or a dance clinic. We have one called All Pro 3, and it's up in Humble this year. It's on March 30th, so that's a clinic that we all go to. Let's see. I would also say that just kind of eat right and really get your stamina up, because it's a very long day. Audition is, you know, from 8 a.m. to the evening time. And so it's a long day and it's a lot of dances, you know. So really come and have your stamina up, because it can get tiring.
Be sure to check out Nicole's Cheerleader of the Week feature on the cheerleader page at HoustonTexans.com. Fans, as always, thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with the latest Texans news. And remember, it's always football time in Houston.
For our team, all you Texans.